My name is Edison Irene Reinhardt, and you are listening to Speaking of History.
The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Take me out to ball game. Take me out to crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracking Jack. I nothing care for everything. Back of a fruit. Which fruit for and her. King of NATO. And it's the same. Because it's 1, 2. Three strikes at an old ball game.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. You're listening to episode number 86, and I'm recording this on May 31st, 2007. Well, as you can probably guess from the intro, our topic today is baseball. We've actually been out of school for about 3 or 4 days, and summer is in full swing here in Liberty. So I thought I'd talk about a summer topic, which is baseball. We actually live just outside of Kansas City, and so here in our household we are Royals fans, which is a little tough right now. The Royals haven't won that many games in the last couple of years, but we do make it out to the park quite a bit. And my 3-year-old daughter that sang the intro and introduced the podcast was very excited to sing the baseball song for you. It's kind of interesting. She's 3 years old, and she's seen me do podcasts, and she's seen the MP3 players and all those kinds of things, and she is fascinated with the concept of podcast. And she always wants to do a podcast. She wants to be a part of the podcast, and so I figured this was a way for her to be part of the podcast this week. So that is my daughter's debut single. We're not holding our breath for an American Idol audition, but she loves to sing that song, and so I thought I'd include it on the podcast. Well, I'm going to talk today about baseball, and I'm trying to include some things that you can use in the classroom and some different resources. So it's not just going to be a frivolous baseball podcast. It'll actually be some educational content. But baseball is a great topic. I love going to the baseball games. I actually was an usher for the Royals about 3 years ago and was present for about 70 of the Royals' home games that year. So I love baseball. I like going to different parks and different places. And there are some great ties to the curriculum and to history that you can use. The first one I'm going to talk about today is actually a book that I would highly suggest you pick up for summer reading. And you don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy this book. I've talked to people that are not diehard baseball fans, and they really enjoyed it. And the book is The Soul of Baseball, A Road Trip Through Buck O'Neill's America. And it's by a local Kansas City writer, Joe Panaski. Actually writes for the Kansas City Star quite a bit. And this book is about Buck O'Neill. Now, if you're not familiar with Buck O'Neill is really a pioneer as far as the Negro Leagues, and really was one of the major driving forces behind the Negro League Museum, which is in Kansas City, an amazing facility. I want to do a podcast there eventually this summer, but he was kind of the driving force that really got a lot of people interested in the Negro League Museum. He was a former Negro League player and then actually became a coach for the Chicago Cubs, and I believe it was the first African-American coach in the major leagues. But Buck O'Neill unfortunately passed away just several months ago. And so this is kind of a collection of different stories that Buck O'Neill told over the last couple years. It's not really a biographical look at his life. There are different books that talk about Buck O'Neill's life in that type of format. But one of the things that I really enjoyed about this book is it's more of a conversation about some of the stories that Buck used to tell. And I was fortunate enough to listen to Mr. O'Neill speak on several occasions at different events and things that happened in Liberty and Kansas City. And it was very compelling. You know, everybody, when they walked out of a presentation or a speech that Buck gave, just felt good about themselves. And this is just kind of a collection of different stories and experiences, and I would highly suggest this book to anyone, not just the hardcore baseball fan. If you go to Amazon.com and look at the different reviews, all the reviews so far of the book are just absolutely amazing. And this was a book that I purchased, I believe, on a Saturday morning, and I had the entire thing read by like the next Monday or Tuesday. So it's a book that you won't be able to put down. It's a book that is a pretty easy read as far as the pace and things, but it'll probably make you cry, it'll make you laugh, and it just makes you feel good to be a person. So if you're looking for a great book to read this summer, I highly suggest The Soul of Baseball, A Road Trip Through Buck O'Neill's America. All right, well, the second topic that I wanted to talk about today, a resource, I actually kind of stumbled upon just by accident a couple weeks ago when I was in the Truman Library, a presidential library in Independence, Missouri. And as I was walking by the gift shop after the event that I was there for, I saw a big sign that said, Attention Baseball Fans. And so I looked at the table they had set up, and they had a folder there. And inside this folder are various letters the presidents have written over the years that revolve around the topic of baseball. So they actually have 12 different correspondence between the president and, in some cases, it was a player or a commissioner, different things that happened. But it includes letters from the following presidents: Hoover, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower, JFK, LBJ, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, the first Bush, and Clinton. And what they've done is they've taken various actual correspondence, like letters, from these presidents that have to do with baseball, and they've scanned them and put them on really heavy kind of white cardstock. So it's more than just an average, you know, piece of copier paper, so that it'll handle a lot easier and things like that. But it's amazing to see the different types of correspondence that presidents have had throughout the years around the topic of baseball. So, for example, just a couple of the 12 that are in there, they have the what's known as the green light letter, where prior to the baseball season, once World War II started, the commissioner actually wrote FDR and said, "Hey, you know, should we play baseball this year? Should we not? We're kind of looking for some guidance from you on what you want us to do as far as having the season or not having the season." And FDR wrote back and said, "Yes, I want you to play baseball. It's a very important part of American culture. It's a diversion for people. I want the baseball season to go on." And so you have the letter from the commissioner to FDR, and then also the return letter that FDR wrote to the commissioner of baseball. So that's one example. They also have a letter from Babe Ruth, who's actually was very ill at the time, basically kind of on his deathbed and dying. He wrote President Truman and said, "Hey, the premiere of the movie about my life is coming up. I'd really like it if you could be present." And Truman wrote back and said, "I'd love to, but Congress is in session. It's an important day. There's some things that I have to be here in Washington for." And he said that he wasn't going to be able to attend. There's also a great letter between Eisenhower and Don Larsen. After Don Larsen threw the perfect game in the World Series, Eisenhower wrote a congratulatory letter to Don Larsen, and then Don Larsen actually wrote a letter back to President Eisenhower. So it's kind of neat to see the different going back and forth as far as correspondence. So I'd strongly urge you, if you are a teacher and you're looking for a way to incorporate in some way the presidents or history along with some baseball things, it would be a great display as well. If you are creating a bulletin board, for example, this would be a great bulletin board. You know, you might want to pull some of these things out just to use as maybe a classroom starter or just to kind of begin a different discussion. So, you know, for example, you know, they don't have lesson plans in this packet, but for example, if you're teaching about World War II and you wanted to bring out the FDR letter and, you know, talk about should they play, should they not, you could do some correlations maybe between 9/11. There was some controversy after 9/11. You know, should we continue to play NFL games? Should we not? Baseball games? What should we do? So there's some great educational value there as well. What I think I'm going to do with the packet next year, there's a glass case that's in the hallway in our school, and I think I'm going to try and get some stand-ups behind some of the letters and then put out a little bit of baseball memorabilia and stuff like that, and then actually have a display about the presidents and baseball. You could also easily put that on a bulletin board if you wanted. So I'm going to include a link in the show notes to the Truman Library, and so if you'd like to order this, I paid $10 for it in the gift shop, so it'd be $10 plus, you know, whatever they work out as far as postage, things like that. But I'll include a link to the Truman Library so you can actually give them a call or contact them and say, hey, I'd like to purchase that baseball documents folder that I heard about. There is a great baseball podcast out if you'd like to listen to a baseball podcast. One that I would highly recommend is the Baseball History Podcast, and that's by a Mr. Bob Wright. And he's been doing this for about, I think it's over 2 years now, and he's got a lot of shows up, so if you want to go back and listen to various shows, you can. But he does a This Week in Baseball segment where he talks about some of the historical things that have happened that particular week, and then he usually does a biography of a famous baseball player or somebody associated with baseball and gives a lot of great detail. I listened to the George Brett one, and I'm a, you know, living in Kansas City, I'm a Royals fan, but there were some things about George Brett that I didn't know until I listened to the Baseball History Podcast. And I've also included a link in the show notes to kind of an interesting interview that was done by Bob Walsh of the Podcast 411 podcast, and he's actually interviewing Bob Wright about doing the baseball podcast. So some people might find that rather interesting to listen to as well. So if you're looking for a baseball podcast, I would definitely check that one out. And then the last resource I'd like to talk about today is the actual Baseball Hall of Fame itself in Cooperstown, New York. And I was able to go to a presentation by some of the staff of the Baseball Hall of Fame last summer out in San Diego at NEC. And they did a whole presentation about some of the educational resources they have. And even if you can't take your class to Cooperstown, which obviously would be the best possible scenario, if you are looking for a way to include baseball into your curriculum, they've created some great thematic units that give you the vocabulary, the type of presentation, the steps you should take while you're introducing it, additional resources, all those types of things on a variety of subjects. So this is just a list of some of the subjects that you can actually just pull right off of the website and print out. They have geography, math, leadership, science, pop culture, civil rights, special abilities, cultural diversity, communication arts, economics, character education, fine arts, labor history, women's history, and industrial technology. So if you're looking for a great unit, those are all ready to go. You just have to download them and start using them in your classroom. If you'd like to do some video conferencing, they also talked quite a bit in the session last summer about how they are able to do video conferencing with other classrooms around the country very affordably. So if you'd like to do the video conferencing thing, there's different links on the website. You can look into that. They also have some links to some electronic field trips that they have relating to baseball and curriculum. They also have a podcast coming out of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And then they also have a blog that's simply called Baseball in the Classroom. So there's a ton of ideas on that blog about how to incorporate baseball into whatever you're teaching, whether it's history or another subject. So those are some of the resources that I've been thinking about as far as baseball. I hope you get a chance to go out and watch some baseball, kind of sit back. I find it really relaxing. I know a lot of people talk about the pace of baseball is, you know, too slow and those types of things. But, I mean, man, you go out to the park and sit back for several hours, and you know, I find it very relaxing just to kind of hang out and watch the game. So if you'd like to add some comments or some suggestions about baseball and curriculum, you've got a couple options. You could email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, or the one that I would love is just go to the online presence for Speaking of History, which is www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. com, and just go to this blog entry and leave a comment. That way everybody can read it and we can kind of get a conversation going about baseball and the curriculum. So use one of those two venues, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have any other general comments about the Speaking of History podcast, go ahead and leave those as well. Well, thank you for listening so much. And like I said, it's the beginning of summer, so I've got a ton of different ideas kind of rattling around in my head. I'd like to kind of review some of the projects we did this year that were successful. It's kind of amazing. When I started this podcast about 2 years ago, one of the concerns I had was that I'm never going to have enough content to actually produce some type of podcast or some type of show. And now I've got so much content and so many ideas. The main problem is not finding enough time to put them down in a podcast format. So I'll try and get quite a few podcasts out here over the next couple of weeks. Got some exciting things happening this summer that I'll be talking about probably next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Good night.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.